Hi there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and we are online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, it's a big week in art auctions. Americans are spending millions of dollars on the stuff. We'll get into that. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BBP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. A huge win for Hillary Clinton in West Virginia last night. She topped Barack Obama by more than 40 points. NPR has reporters with both campaigns. We'll get the latest from Obama's camp. But first, David Greene is covering Clinton.
It's not over!
Hillary Clinton's supporters in downtown Charleston last night were chanting, "It's not over." And Clinton said she planned to fight on. She said she hoped the Democratic Party's undecided superdelegates paid attention to her big win in West Virginia.
I want to send a message to everyone still making up their mind. I am in this race because I believe I am the strongest candidate.
Clinton said she showed her strength yesterday in a state Democrats need to win this fall. Still, catching Obama in the race for delegates appears tough, if not impossible.
NPR's David Greene on the road with the Clinton campaign. Now to Obama, NPR's Don Gagne is with the candidate.
Knowing that his overall lead in pledged delegates and superdelegates is intact, even with yesterday's loss, Obama was in Missouri yesterday, a state that had already held its primary back in February. But because of the state's status as a toss-up for the general election, Obama was back there for a town hall meeting in Cape Girardeau.
I've been campaigning in 46 states over the last 15 months all across America. And I'm not worried about the Democratic Party being divided come November. And the reason is that there's too much that unites us as Democrats.
From Missouri, Obama headed to another fall battleground state, Michigan.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the Obama campaign. Now, West Virginia wasn't the only state voting last night. Mississippi voters picked a new leader for Congress, and he's a Democrat. Travis Childers won the special House election there. This matters since Republicans have controlled that district since 1994. It's the third recent Democratic takeover of a Republican seat. President Bush is in Israel today as that nation marks its 60th anniversary.
I look forward to discussing how I believe our two nations can continue to advance our ideals and approach our next 60 years of partnership with confidence and with hope.
The president will talk with Israeli and Palestinian leaders in the hopes of jump-starting the peace process. He'll also visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt. Those wildfires that are searing Florida, investigators now think they were started on purpose. Arson specialists from around the state are on the case. Man-made fires or not, firefighters say they're making progress.
We're confident that we've got the resources in place. Now, we get a little cooperation from Mother Nature, and if our residents are very watchful and mindful in the area, we should be doing okay.
That's Mike Stone from Florida Emergency Management, who is hoping for rain. To sports, where the NHL's Pittsburgh Penguins are one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals. Pittsburgh beat the Philadelphia Flyers last night to take a 3-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals Series. Tonight in the West, the Detroit Red Wings take on the Dallas Stars. Detroit leads 3-0 there. That's your news, and that's your sports. It's all online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.